This is episode 1112. Welcome to the Daily Guided Meditation. And welcome to another episode in our series we're exploring this week on laying the foundation for your inner life. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided using a meditation technique for hope. Hope is powerful because hope keeps you going. It's what gets you up out of bed in the morning and keeps you striving for more. Without hope, there's not much to strive for. And without hope, nothing else really seems to matter. So hope is one of the most important qualities you could cultivate. And in this week's series, we're following St. Francis's prayer for peace. Because in his prayer for peace, he really hits on all the different qualities that we all try to cultivate in our lives. And your challenge for this week is to create your own inner creed or own inner mission statement for peace for your life, for your inner life, just as St. Francis did with his prayer for peace. So regardless of your religious faith or spirituality, I think most people agree that this prayer for peace that he wrote way back in the 12th century is pretty beautiful in its simplicity. So I'm going to read through the prayer for you, and I'll read through until we come to the quality we're focusing on that he mentions, which is hope. And I'm Mary Meckley. I share a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And I always customize the techniques around the weekly theme. And that way, you can really master a particular quality in your life. So you're not just sitting down randomly meditating. You're focusing on improving your life in some way. And when you focus on it every day for a week, that can become pretty powerful. And you're more likely to start seeing results. So whether you're going to do this technique seated as you meditate, or walking around doing errands, or maybe you're lying down getting ready to drift off to sleep, it's all good. We all slow down in our own way. We all start somewhere. So honor where you are on your slow down journey. So here is St. Francis's prayer for peace. He says, "Make me a channel for your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, let me sow pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope." So this is what we're focusing on, is hope. So as you settle yourself in to however you're going to do this technique, you're going to have the option to focus at your fourth chakra. You can still do the visualization part without focusing on your chakra, but I challenge you to try some of the different meditation techniques that are out there. They can be pretty powerful, and after all, people have been doing these for thousands of years, so you might want to see how they work for you. Now, a chakra is considered to be an area in your body that harbors a particular emotion. So the ancient yogis believed that just as we have a spine and bones and organs representing our physical body and organs representing how our body functions, they thought it made sense that there must be some way that we process our emotions and our memories. Where do these settle within us? We remember them, so we know they're there, and we can even feel them. We can feel the tension or certain emotions such as joy or love or gratitude or anger or hatred. Pretty powerful emotions. So where do these fall within us? And they thought there were about 7 areas in your body. You could think of it as a chakra spine where there's chakras running up and down your body in different places. And most people agree there are 7 chakras. Some believe there are fewer, some more. The chakra I'd like for you to focus on, if you choose to do so, is your 4th chakra, and that's right at your heart. And this chakra harbors the emotions of love, gratitude, compassion. And this is where you find hope. It's the emotions that uplift you, that bring you to hope. You need confidence to believe, whether you believe in yourself or in something or the world around you. It takes confidence and love and gratitude and compassion. So the color for this area, if you want to try a little color therapy, is green. You could visualize feeling supported by the color green. Feel it surrounding you or the space where you're meditating. And the element is air. Air is expansive, like the color green. It's expansive, just like the emotions of love, gratitude, compassion. So as you focus on your heart chakra, visualize a lotus flower. And even though the roots of this flower are embedded deep within the mud and muck of the pond, the bottom of the pond, the roots stretch upward towards the light through the muck and the murk of the water of the pond, stretching upward to create a beautiful blossom, opening up as the bud of the lotus flower. This represents you on your journey. As you make your way up above, the mud could represent negative thoughts, distractions, drama within your own life, habits and emotions you'd like to manage better, stretching you up towards the light, towards hope. So visualize yourself as the lotus flower, your face opening up to the light. Continue your meditation for as long as you feel good meditating, always ending it on a high note. And if you'd like a little bit more support or learn how to meditate and what it's all about, I offer a way for you to do that at my website, and that's at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. And there you can receive a daily guided meditation, and you get instant access to over 1,000 meditations there. And you can try it for 2 weeks absolutely free to see if it's right for you. And you get a slowdown guide with all the meditation techniques for each series organized nicely for you, so you don't have to remember what was that technique, what was the breathing technique, what was the affirmation. It's right there on the guide. And you get a journal with a daily reflection question. You can print it out and write in it each week. It's customized for the weekly series. Or you can glance at it each day as you keep it open on a tab on your phone or browser. So again, it's at sipandom.com if you want a little more. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.